This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoff, and we're talking about AHCC. That's an immune stimulatory compound that is popular in Japan. It's available here in the U.S. in various forms, and I think it's really worth discussing because it really should be part of many people's armamentarium to support the immune system. It's actually one of the most widely studied and most scientifically validated natural immune support products around. And with us today, Dr. Christine Blanche. She's an integrative physician here in the New York metropolitan area. She practices in Manhattan as well as on Long Island. And so, Dr. Blanche, let's turn our attention to cancer. Where's the support for the notion that cancer patients might benefit from taking AHCC?
So, you know, Dr. Hoffman, that's how I actually got into integrative medicine, was really my passion for holistic approaches to not only helping patients with cancer, but preventing cancer. And I actually did do my PhD research in preventing breast cancer, because I am from Long Island, and it is everywhere, unfortunately, out here. Yeah. And so, you know, for me, that was sort of like a personal passion. And I have taken care of so well. Too many women with breast cancer. And so I turned my focus onto, okay, so how can we help women prevent breast cancer? And that's sort of like a personal passion of mine. And AHCC really fits in with that so beautifully. I mean, we know that it's been studied. There's several studies actually related to breast cancer. I mean, there's several animal studies, but then there's human clinical studies. And they did look at reducing the risk of recurrence for patients and the 5-year survival rate. And they showed with breast cancer an absolute improvement. I think it was the Journal of Natural Medicine and they are looking at things like colon cancer and prostate cancer as well, and the results are incredibly powerful.
And so the idea being that and that's not so much that it kills cancer cells like chemotherapy or radiation, but it actually supports the immune system, which is really the body's bulwark against cancer. I mean, ultimately, it's your immune system that's going to cure you of cancer, because without an immune system, the cancer will just spread like wildfire.
Sure, and I think that's where it holds a lot of promise as well. As we, you know, as integrative physicians, as we're complementing the care in conventional medicine, we're always looking to increase the immune system to help the patients have less side effects and have a better quality of life throughout their treatment as well. And we know that's the biggest downside of chemotherapy, is it takes such a beating on the immune system that many times patients, where their white blood cells will decrease to the point where they can't even continue treatment, they're more susceptible to colds and viruses, they have to sort of stay home and kind of hide away from flu season and things like that. And when you treat patients with AHCC, they are much less likely to have those side effects, much less likely to have to stop therapy because their white blood cells are so low, and also stay healthy during the treatment.
I can attest to that, because I've recently treated several patients who underwent chemo. And by the way, I'm not here to say that I'm magically curing cancer with natural means. I recognize that sometimes it's necessary to use conventional methods. So people undergo chemo for something like ovarian cancer. You know, got to pull a trigger sometimes on that. But the problem is that it is devastating, and they often can't complete treatment, or they have horrible side effects, or they get, you know, immune suppressed and get infections. And really, through, you know, possibly a combination of things, but one of my lead compounds in those patients is AHCC. We've been able to sustain their white blood cell counts, which is very important.
Absolutely. And I think it's MD Anderson that is actually looking at the safety of AHCC during different chemotherapy trials. And so far, the results have been excellent in that it's not interfering with the chemotherapy. It's complementing, if not helping the patient be more, healthier during the treatment so that they can actually complete the treatment. And you're right, sometimes you have to throw the kitchen sink at this, and anything we can do to improve the quality of life and decrease the side effects for the patients is really what it's all about in integrative medicine.
Indeed. And so the question often arises, as you suggested, is it compatible with chemo? All too often we hear from oncologists, they tell their patients, well, stop taking whatever you're taking because we don't know what the effects are. It might mess up the chemo or it might mess up the radiation. But actually studies suggest that AHCC is very compatible with most conventional cancer regimens, that it doesn't undermine them. And in fact, it helps to alleviate the side effects without getting in the way.
Yeah, and I've worked with several oncologists with patients that are completely comfortable keeping the patient on the HCC during the treatment, and we've had very good results. And then, obviously immediately following chemotherapy too, the first thing we want to do is jump in there and get that immune system back on track and get that patient strong as soon as possible. And that's been a really nice tool for me as well, just to help them, feel better as soon as possible after finishing treatment.
Indeed. So, okay, now the big question. The question arises, if you turn up the immune system, we hear a lot about autoimmunity. And in fact, there are many immunosuppressive drugs on the market for patients who have conditions like ulcerative colitis, psoriasis, multiple sclerosis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. These are autoimmune conditions where the immune system is out of control and needs to be reined in. Could AHCC be contraindicated under those circumstances? I guess that's a $64,000 question.
It's a good question. And I know that many of the companies kind of caution use in autoimmune disease. I haven't particularly used it in autoimmune disease, although my approach to autoimmune in general is to remove things that are distracting the immune system, heal the leaky gut, get patients off the dairy and the gluten, the sugar, so that the immune system can actually start to make head or tails of what's going on in the body. And there is some controversy. Do you boost them? Do you not boost them? And I don't know that question's been answered. Mm-hmm. And I do think that it's about getting the fire out in the gut so the patient can, the body can actually see what's going on with the confusion of autoimmune disease. Your body started to attack your body. That's not normal. I really think it's because the immune system is confused. And if we were to support the immune system, it should see the right thing and get back on track. But I don't think anybody's done any studies on, and correct me if I'm wrong, on AHCC in autoimmunity.
Well,
have you heard of any? I really haven't heard of any.
I'm not sure that it's been field tested in conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, MS, and so on, lupus. However, I did a little research preparatory to this interview, and I read of studies that suggest that AHCC may be helpful in ulcerative colitis, which is an autoimmune condition. And that actually makes sense because, as you say, people tend to think simplistically of the immune system. It's all like on a dimmer switch. It's like you pull down and the lights go out and you push up and the lights go on. Actually, the immune system may be like a dimmer switch, but in 20 dimensions, if you can imagine that. We can only see in 3 dimensions, but there's so many dimensions of immune function that someone who is suffering from autoimmune disease may have an immune deficiency which causes the part of their immune system to go spiraling out of control. So by balancing or stabilizing the immune system, we might get a good result, not a bad result. And the other thing that impressed me in the research is there seems to be an anti-inflammatory effect of AHCC, which is very cool because most of these conditions that are autoimmune, they involve inflammation. They're itises, arthritis and colitis and thyroiditis. These are all inflammatory conditions. So by reining in inflammatory pathways in the body, AHCC may not only not be harmful, it may be beneficial in those conditions.
I agree. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And I think that there is definitely potential. The immune system is so complex, and the whole idea of autoimmunity is blossoming in this country. 1 in 3 patients are walking in with some sort of autoimmune disease, and it is It is a confusion of the immune system. The immune system is so overwhelmed by all these different insults, you know, from the GMOs to the pesticides to the toxins. And, you know, so in theory, from a common sense standpoint and just a gut feeling as a physician, is how do we help the immune system identify what's what and kind of cool that fire of inflammation and really stop fighting itself. I would love to see some more research done in that, because intuitively I do feel that this would be beneficial. And I know it's a fine line. We are cautioned against it because in theory we're boosting the immune system, but in theory I do think it might in some way be definitely something to look at.
Yeah, and I think that the research will proceed on this because, you know, unlike some supplements where, you know, they're kind of obscure, this is a product that's actually backed by a major pharmaceutical company in Japan. And that's good because they have the resources to help support the studies that will actually properly evaluate this and put this on the map. Much like, you know, pharmaceutical drugs get enormous research backing from their manufacturers. So this is actually kind of breaks the mold for the supplement industry, which, you know, is often called a task because they say, you know, it's all anecdotal, or, you know, where's the proof? There are no papers. You know, how do you know it works? Well, we have a wealth of information about this compound, and more research is underway.
It's very exciting, and I think there, you know, I wish there was more aspects of our field where we could get this kind of backing for the research, and that really, it's very exciting. It really is, and I think very important.
So another area which I think might be a fertile field for AHCC is in the area of surgery, because, you know, surgery is the deliberate infliction of a wound. You know, it's trauma. And trauma causes enormous stress to the body, and wound healing compromises immune function. In the absence of good immunity, you don't have a good surgical outcome. In fact, I was actually tempted, true story, to go into surgery rather than internal medicine. I ultimately decided internal medicine because I wanted to do primary care, but I thought the surgeons really care more about nutrition than the internal medicine guys, because they know that they got to pump these patients up, you know, debilitated patients up with vitamins and immune-boosting substances before surgery. Otherwise, they're going to look bad. You know, the expression, the operation was a success, but the patient died all too often because they have poor immune system and poor recovery.
It's true. And some of my roots are from surgery, too. I spent 5 years in working in general surgery, and wound healing is on the mind of every surgeon and minimizing bad outcomes. And they do, even in the intensive care unit, I work with some very forward-thinking critical care docs who were given glutamine through feeding tubes and, you know, and really, really ahead of the game when it came to nutrition compared to many, many other doctors. And so I agree with you. I do think that there is a lot of forward thinking in the surgical field, and, you know, and it is about good outcomes, and it is about not only the patient surviving the surgery, but not having a wound infection and not having a wound dehiscence, and really getting that patient to get the best result possible and heal as quickly as possible. And I would love to see some studies post-surgical patients with AHCC. I think that would be a wonderful area to look at. And I think you'd see amazing results, because it definitely is helping the immune system minimize all those downside effects that could happen after surgery. It's very traumatic. The quicker we can get them to heal, the better the patient's going to do.
Indeed. So pre-op or post-op, you know, if we can get patients to start on an AHCC regimen, perhaps a couple of grams of AHCC to 500 milligram capsules twice daily, not a bad idea. Certainly, you know, at the very least, you'll do no harm and you'll probably do a lot of good.
I completely agree. There we go. We have our next study.
Indeed. Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk to some of our surgeon colleagues and see if
exactly.
We can do it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, coming back to the theme of anti-aging, you know, there's a lot of theories about, you know, aging and senescence. I mean, many things happen as the body kind of loses its mojo. You know, the mitochondria deteriorate, and I'm not sure you can say that AHCC boosts the mitochondria. There's also a lot of free radicals that may attack the body. Okay, well, maybe AHCC is not the most potent antioxidant on the block. But one of the hallmarks of aging is a progressive decline in immunity. There's no question that as we get older, our immune competence decreases. And in fact, if you skin test a lot of older people, you know, they use standard skin tests to see if you get a, kind of a little bit of a skin reaction when you put in certain substances. A lot of older patients are what are called anergic. That's the opposite of allergic. They have no immune response to things that commonly should get the immune system's attention. And so, you know, HCC, from that standpoint, really is a plausible anti-aging nutrient.
Absolutely. I use it in all my elderly patients. And, you know, it's insurance. You know, I mean, this is why we're encouraging elderly patients to get pneumonia vaccines and flu vaccines, because we're so afraid that they're at increased risk for these for these infections. And, you know, this is going to be something that is not only going to help, it's, you know, it's boosting their whole immune system, right? So it's not only helping them to, from getting something simple like the flu or maybe a severe case of pneumonia, but even, you know, minimizing potential for cancer and things like that as well, which is, you know, much better than a vaccine, which is just looking at one particular possible outcome. And, you know, I know, you know, for example, elderly patients, they'll end up in septic shock in the ICU very quickly from a simple thing like a urinary tract infection, because their immune system is so fragile that it just overcomes the body so quickly, and they don't even have symptoms. They're maybe a little confused. And we see this all the time. So having your patients take this as a preventative to boost their immune system, to keep them healthy, I think is a, it's just absolutely simple, no easy thing to do with no downside at all.
Indeed. And so, and a final question is, are you aware of any drugs that may interact harmfully with AHCC? I searched the literature for that to see if there were any drug interactions. I mean, for example, you know, it may not be the greatest idea to take ginkgo biloba if you're on blood thinners, because it's a bit of a blood thinner.
Sure.
So is it, is AHCC in that category where it might
I don't
have
know
to be
of
careful?
Any Yeah, I don't know of any drug interaction. I did read something when they were doing the cancer trials and they were trying it with different chemotherapy that they were cautious about the use with tamoxifen, which is a chemotherapy agent. But other than that, I don't know of any interaction to be concerned about, which tells me that it's incredibly safe for most people.
Right, and the tamoxifen, I mean, that's less in vogue anyway, but, you know, it's tentative and... You know, it may not pan out that that's a contraindication to the use of AHCC.
I completely agree.
But on the cautionary principle, I mean, if there's always a scintilla of doubt, you know, we might withhold it under some certain circumstances.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Always better to be safe, right?
Indeed, right.
Absolutely.
The cautionary principle of medicine. Okay, great. So you've given us a good rundown on AHCC. Where can people learn more about this? I have in my hands the Clinician's Guide to AHCC, Evidence-Based Nutritional Immunotherapy, but I got to say it's a little bit heavy, and I'm not sure it's great for the average layperson unless they suffer from insomnia and want to, you know, be lulled to sleep with highly technical
language. Absolutely. The brand that I use, Immunokininko, does have a lot of research and literature on their website. There are several brands of AHCC. This is just the one that I work with. And they do have a lot of supporting data and studies that you can reach from. But if you Google AHCC, there is a wealth of information that's available. That's available to us. I mean, the World Wide Web is a miraculous thing. But it was, you know, I know that you can get a trusted source of the information on that website for Immunokininko.
Indeed. And you could go, you know, you don't have to listen to product pitches. You can actually go to, you know, the national libraries, you know, science libraries and, you know, the NIH websites and see actual scientific studies that you can impartially review.
Yeah, that's what you want to do, is you want to look at the research. Absolutely. Look at the research. It's there, and it's exciting.
This stuff is for real, folks, and, you know, flu and cold season are upon us, and many of you are past that certain age where they say you need this, that, and the other vaccine, and, you know, vaccines have limited efficacy, so consider AHCC as part of your nutritional portfolio. I highly recommend it, as does our guest, Dr. Christine Blanche. Give us some information about your practice, please, Dr. Blanche, because there may be listeners in the New York, Long Island area who might want to avail themselves of your services.
Absolutely. So you can find out more about me at getintegrativehealth.com. That's my website. And I am located in Northport, as well as Great Neck and Manhattan. It's a really amazing field, integrative medicine. So I'm just so happy to be part of it.
Well, indeed. And your enthusiasm is contagious. So I think I'm going to go take some HCC just to make sure I don't get something from
okay. Exactly. Okay. Me too.
I'm going to go and take some now. Thanks. Thanks very much for sharing information with us. And have yourself a great
Thanks
holiday.
For having me.
My pleasure.
You too. Happy holidays.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.